20 targets in 11 acres of woodland. Beautiful setting, nice backdrop, so if you miss your hours you can find them. Various distances so people can be tested with it. We've got all the equipment, we've got all the arrows, and we've got the knowledge to teach people how to shoot archery.
And you're now part of the national organisation?
Yeah, the English Field Archery Association. We've just been signed up with them, which for £20 a year, you get your insurance, you get 4 magazines, you get your couple of books about archery, and it's a really good affiliation where you can actually go on and shoot in national championships all over East Anglia.
And you've shot in national championships?
Yes, I have, yeah. I came third in the Bow Hunter Championships once, I think it was 2007. So I've done archery for a lot of years, but I really enjoy the coaching of it because it helps people's mental state. It takes off depression and the time just flows away and it gets you fit.
Do you find that people find it's just great fun when they come?
Oh, they enjoy it. I say to people, how long do you think you've been shooting? And they average, think, about 40 minutes, and they've been doing 2 hours plus. So mobile phones are switched off, on silent. Don't look at your watch. Come here. Relax. Life is too stressful, too hectic. It's a case of just coming here, making yourself fit, and taking time to enjoy the countryside and Norfolk.
I was going to say, you mentioned the countryside. It's a lovely setting, isn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful here. As I say, it's nearly 0.4 mile long, set in High Kelling, with farmland at the back. It's a bit of heaven. We've got oak trees here, beech trees. It's ancient woodland. And we've cleared the holly, the scrub holly, to make the site, and it's just a really pleasant place to come.
You get sometimes up to 40 people here at one time. What's the reaction do you get from them?
Oh, it's interesting because people, see, if they're not shooting, they're talking and enjoying the site, and people get a bit of a buzz watching others do well. So they see someone shoot and they're hitting the gold at 30 or 40 yards, they want to do the same. So we find it's interesting that women shoot better than men to start with, because the men think they know it, they've done it as boys, where the girls listen and then actually get the technique better, which then encourages their husbands or fathers to shoot better themselves. So it's a bit of a cycle where people get good. And we've got a couple of people now who, without a shadow of a doubt, there's a little girl called Amy who's only 18, been shooting 8 months. She is going to be a national champion. She's brilliant.
I have to say, you're a good coach, aren't you?
Well, you hit the gold with the first arrow, so on one occasion I've been a really good coach.
Was that beginner's luck, do you think?
No, I put it down to the excellent coaching.
But you do that, you show people all the ropes.
Yeah, I give them the basics and then let people develop their own style, because the fundamentals have been the same for 2,500 years. So I'm not teaching anything new, I'm teaching very old, established techniques, but then individuals will find their own way. So they find their own style, and if it works, it works. As long as they're shooting safely, that's the main thing.
I'm going to say, I certainly enjoyed just having a very short go at it, and we've got a couple of young lads here who are sort of shooting behind us, and they're hopefully going to go on to better things.
Well, you've got Aidan there, who's not young, he's knocking on 40-odd, but he looks young, and Jake, who is young, who are both really good archers. Aidan has the ability to be certainly county level. Jake is just physically so strong, and this is part of his sort of like a weight training program. But they thoroughly enjoy it. So it's not about actually competing, because we can compete, but it's about doing it and enjoying it and having the mental relaxation as well as the physical strength.
And of course you're easy to find because you've got a sign outside.
I've got a sign here because a lot of Muppets were wondering what was in here, i.e. that was Graham. So we actually went and bought a sign saying archery. So it was quite specific, yeah. But I don't want to flood people coming in. I want it so that we can be open to people and they can enjoy themselves and not be waiting around too much. So we're here a fair bit. When the sign's there, we're here.